This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do, sometimes.
Remind me that it was a good day. Not much to do but just stay around. Yeah, it was a good day.
Let's make it a good day.
I'm so glad the sun stayed around. Yeah, it was a good
happy
day.
Be here with all of you, the winners, if you will, winners on Good Day, a place where we every day can think about what's going on, talk about what's going on, relate to what's going on, sometimes not relate to what's going on. Sometimes Jay relates to some of the things going on. Sometimes I do. Sometimes you do.
Sometimes we relate to each other and not relating to what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. That can be the case one way or the other. There are things that are going on. What I think of is Charlie Sheen's winning. Some people win something sometimes. We're talking about the guy with won the $1 million in the lottery. Some people have a higher form of winning than other people do. But I think every day that you're here and you're healthy and you're enjoying life, that's got to be considered winning, right? It's not something you do all the time. Sometimes, some days, you feel like, and because Mercury is in retrograde, it'll feel less like you're a winner in some circles over the next couple of weeks than not. But at any rate, staying out of trouble for some people is just winning. You know, how to steer clear of negative drama is winning. How to make things work well around the house or wherever you work. Finding the best, no matter what the circumstances, finding the best outcome, all those things. Winning in the long game is probably better than winning, you know, but the short steps of winning, you're taking a step and it's better, you know, you go, what is it, 3 steps forward and 1 step back sometimes, but that would be considered winning. So today, Yeah, well, think about
I can't not think of that Paula Abdul song.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
2 steps forward, I take 2 steps back.
Yeah, I want to take 2 steps forward. I don't want to take 2 steps back. But, yeah, some people do. Sometimes it's your attitude as much as anything else. So check your attitude at the door and become a winner. Perhaps we can reflect on some of those things with what we're going to talk about for the next few minutes here. This is from Doing the Right Thing with the Right Results. Story of a former assistant principal at a Virginia elementary school who this week has been indicted on 8 counts of child neglect. Case of a 6-year-old boy who shot and wounded his first grade teacher. Remember that story from last year?
Yes.
A special grand jury found that this assistant principal, Ebony Parker, showed a reckless disregard for the lives of the people, the students in the school. The charges, let's see, how many?
This is another situation where there were warning signs. This child at 6 years old had already gotten in trouble multiple times, had, I believe, put a teacher in like a headlock, or not a headlock, I'm sorry, but like put their arm behind their back or something and threw a chair at somebody. There's a lot of disciplinary issues. And on this specific day, something had already happened. I believe he told one of the other students that he had a gun. The student told a teacher, and I don't think they checked him or they didn't check his backpack or something. But something else happened, and the mom was supposed to take the child home that day and just didn't. They sent him back to class. The assistant principal was like, okay, fine, I guess just go back to class. And he was upset that I believe something about, I want to say his teacher took his cell phone or he wanted to use the teacher's cell phone. I can't
recall.
What's
a kid that's 6 years old doing with a cell phone.
Well, that's the thing. I can't recall if it was his cell phone or if he wanted to use the teacher's cell phone. And the teacher was like, no, it was something about a cell phone. And the child pulled out the gun and shot the teacher. And the teacher, you know, guarded herself and ended up getting shot in the hand and was able to still have this child subdued that he didn't cause any harm. I don't know if he was going to cause harm to anybody else, but fortunately, nobody lost their lives. The teacher got shot. But this is another situation where the adults in this child's life, failed this child miserably. There were so many warning signs. There were already so many other issues.
So who do you go after?
The adults.
That sort of reminds me of the story of what's going on with my daughter that I was talking about. Here's a six-year-old kid who's got a gun. How does he have the gun? All the questions that have not been answered. People in the school knew he had a gun. So anyway, the teacher has filed a $40 million lawsuit against the assistant principal and the school and the city. And so because these people did not do their jobs, the city will be held liable. That is, the taxpayers in the city will be held liable. How do people like this get jobs, stay in jobs? It's amazing how the educational system in our country is being walloped by political correctness, wokeness. You can't do this to my child. I was listening to a school committee discussion in my community last week where the principals have come into the principals, administrators. They can't do anything to discipline students. This particular teacher told a story of students in a class who told her to go F herself. They weren't going to do the work. And they get up and walked out of the class. How do you do that in a public school setting and get away with it? Tell the teacher to go F herself in front of 30 other kids in the class. How does it work? How does the school continue to perform when there's no authority whatsoever? How do you not discipline? How do you not throw the kid out of school? You're done. See ya.
Well,
get out of here.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the suspension and expulsion. It seems like has to be.
Right.
I don't want to say.
But where does
more
it
often,
start?
But
where does it start? How does somebody like that think that it's okay to tell the teacher, you're a sophomore in high school, go, you know what, yourself, because I don't want to do this assignment.
Well, it's not, I mean, they didn't inherit that by birth. It's clearly learned from things that they're seeing. They hear people talk that way. They probably end their home life, and if it's not their home life, it's they're spending too much time at a peer's home that is a regular occurrence. And I don't think a lot of times, and I'm not trying to parent shame or anything like that, but there are situations where sometimes a parent can't be around and they feel thankful that their child has a friend and a friend's family that they can go spend time with without really knowing what's happening in that friend's household.
Yep. All right, Amanda Knox, remember her?
Yes.
Remember Amanda Knox from the situation in Italy? She's facing another trial for slander this week over in Italy, case that could remove the last legal stain against her. 8 years ago, the highest court in Italy threw out her conviction for the murder of her 21-year-old British roommate. This was a very high-profile case. She was 20 years old at the time, accused along with her then boyfriend of murdering a lady named Meredith Kircher. She's come back to the United States, has built a life for herself. She is sort of an advocate for people who get into stuff like this, been doing some podcasts, that sort of thing. She's 36 years old now, mother of two children, campaigns for criminal justice reform, raising awareness about forced confessions. What is this? What's the lesson here?
She was accused of a murder she didn't commit. She was charged, put in jail. And then even though she was proved not to, somebody has been arrested. I can't remember his name. Rudy something was convicted of the murder itself. But Amanda Knox's name is still tied to this murder. And people
still think about that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what this last thing of the slander situation is to fully and finally, hopefully, clear her name that it's not, even though she didn't do anything, she didn't do anything wrong, she didn't do anything illegal, she didn't take anybody's life, it still follows her around. Yep. She is Amanda Knox, and that's what people
kind of like Melinda what's her face, Lewinsky. You know, the same
Monica
kind of
Lewinsky.
Stuff that followed her, Monica Lewinsky, followed her around after the Bill Clinton thing. Here's another, it's about time sort of story. Norfolk Southern, the railroad company, agreeing to pay $600 million to settle a group of class action lawsuits connected to that freight train derailment. Remember that in East Palestine, Ohio, as last year? The company and the attorneys for the people that are suing announced the settlement. This agreement apparently doesn't include or constitute an admission of liability or guilt. Of course not. That's what they always say.
They did everything wrong. I mean,
right.
Not only did the train have this issue that leaked all of this stuff, then they thought it was a good idea to just burn it. People are sick, and they are still sick. This is not something that just cleared the air.
Yeah, I find these things, you know, this is an example of bigger, not better, where these big companies keep getting bigger and buying up this is happening the railroad, but it's happening in almost every big business in our country. Buy up the little guys, buy up your competitors, and make the company bigger. That boob Sonny Perdue, who is the ag secretary when Trump was president last time, get big or get out. And so that's kind of what's been going on here in this world and every other world, and this is the kind of stuff that happens. And the fact that they have $600 million laying around that they can use to pay off tells you, you know, kind of what they have so much money. You know, sometimes these things go nowhere because they string them out for years and years and years and just, you know, keep people at bay because they can, because the legal system allows them to do that. If you get enough money to spend all this time in court, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, healthcare needs for these people, as you're suggesting, medical monitoring, property restoration, compensation for business losses, that's all part of it. I don't think $600 million seems like a lot of money here. It doesn't seem like it really would fix all of the things that need to be fixed.
No, people would rather be healthy.
Look at it that way. Anyway, so at least that's something else you can put behind you. 18 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All for the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, social media time at 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner and I focused here for the next few minutes on the technical side of social media, the people who control, let's say, Facebook, this Meta group. Zuckerberg's in charge of them. Then you have Mr. Musk over at X and what's going on with him. He's made a prediction, Mr. Musk has. The capability of the new artificial intelligence, he says, will surpass human intelligence in a year.
That's a scary
So long
lot.
As the supply of electricity and hardware can satisfy the demands of the powerful technology that's been created by whom and where. Where did this stuff come from? Who developed it? How did it get developed? Did it develop itself? That's the question. The AI, he says, is smarter than any one human, probably, and it'll be in within the next year to 5 years. The AI will exceed the capability of all humans. How can you even? What? How do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you even think? What? You know? What does it do to the money supply? What does it do to the operation of everything? Automobiles, airplanes. What does it do to work? What does it do to people and their sense of self and accomplishment?
Become so reliant on this stuff that we don't think for ourselves.
Where did it start? Where did this come from? How did it get developed? Where, is there a person or a company? I never see that. I ask that. How did it get found? Did the founders of these companies, Google and Facebook, and the old, you know, what is now X, are those the people that are responsible for this?
The birth of AI started around 1950, 1956 with Alan Turing publishing his work Computer Machinery and Intelligence, which eventually became the Turing test, which experts used to measure computer intelligence. And then eventually the term artificial intelligence was coined and came into popular use.
Wow. I don't know.
So it's been around for that long. The start of it was back in the 50s.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff like the internet started as a military, as a function of the military so they can communicate. And that's, I'm betting, that there's some kind of military expertise or sometime We ought to look into the military involvement in AI. I'm betting that that's the root, because the military, even though we say it saves us, it's the root of all evil, in my mind, weaponry and the things that we've created. Just go look at the movie Oppenheimer if you haven't seen it, and then you'll come out of the movie theater talking to yourself, much as anything else. All right, also with Mr. Musk, he broke the news, dropped a big bomb on the news media, introducing something called the robo-taxi. This is when I went to the Peterson Auto Museum with my grandson last week and looked around. There's a whole floor dedicated to Tesla, a truck and cars and stuff. It was disgusting, frankly. It was fascinating to see what other old cars and stuff are there. It's a great place to visit, but there's just way too much Tesla, way too much focus on this guy and his smug. He's just kind of a smugger, as far as I'm concerned. Everything about what he wants, he seems to be able to get because he's got all the money in the world to do it with. The new robo-taxi that's supposed to be introduced doesn't have a steering wheel, doesn't have any pedals. So he supposedly, I guess it's this week, he's going to unveil this technology. What's the speculation on what gets done with this stuff? So if you look at, there's some places wherever on X that he spills his guts, that's where the robo-taxi story is there. Now you see it all over the place on TV reports, et cetera, et cetera. We're entering no man's land, folks, it would seem to me. All right, 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Energy got...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court court's decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump Media, but shares in the company have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
It was called Zach Therapuska or something like that. James, what does it say on the label? It's from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
That's all it says in the video description, but and that's how I know it.
Yeah. So, here we are on Good Day. It's 35 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. A pretty introspective day. Maybe it's because of a lot of things going on because of retrograde. I was talking earlier, if you didn't hear it, you can go back to the Good Day download, which we have. GoodDayShow.com has and features the whole program every day, all day, so that you can hear the program no matter what time of day it is. You go to GoodDayShow.com. You can hear our conversation from earlier in the day or from yesterday or the day before. What I'm referencing here is Elon Musk's talking about the unconventionality of AI and where it's going. And as an example of that, he presents his new Tesla, which is a machine that doesn't have a steering wheel, doesn't have any brakes. It's a car of sorts. Have you ever seen these, the new Tesla pickup trucks? I saw one on the road yesterday, Jay. It's just a box. Everything's square. The window, I mean, it looks
it's
as
like
ugly
toaster.
As could be. Yeah, right. You think about all of the things that are influenced by some of the online media. X. The third rated is Facebook and Instagram ahead of X in terms of users. I suppose it is. They've got fewer and fewer. I remember when, was it MySpace when that started? Do you remember? You don't even remember that probably, do you? Yeah.
Anyway. Well, MySpace was kind of the only option for social media for everybody because Facebook, well, Twitter didn't exist. Instagram didn't exist. Facebook at the time was only for organizations and universities to connect with other people only in their network of the organization or at on-campus, stuff like that, before they opened it up to everybody.
Well, it's like the original internet was just for the military. That was all. It was used in the 50s for military communication, and then it spread as it has. So if you didn't hear the conversation, Elon Musk says AI will be more intelligent in a year or two or three than humans are. And so I have asked, and I've never gotten an answer to this, really, a conclusive answer. Where did it start? Who started it? And how does it continue? How are we letting it? Or is it something that's self-fulfilling? And it isn't like we let it happen. It just happens. So are we going to have members of Congress be AI? There's nobody sitting there anymore. It's going to be, I mean, it's hard to even imagine what life is like if machines overtake humans. You know, the technology evolving. And there are those who say, well, technology's good. It needs to evolve to whatever it can be. And so what does that mean? Where are these things? Are they machines? Are they images? What is AI? We've kind of tinkered with it here on this program just to show you what you could do with the, phony baloney callers. Everything can be phony. Nothing will be real. Nothing. Nothing will be. How do you, it's just, hello, where does this go? So Musk continues to maintain that it's better to have this robo-taxi that he's talking about, better to have self-driving vehicles because they're safer and because they're powered by AI technology, they'll be exponentially faster at getting the job done. What in the world does that mean?
But would there be some kind of manual override should something happen? Like when you're in
there
a car where you're learning to drive and the passenger seat also has brakes?
And there's no brakes in the car, or there's no pedal for the brakes. Doesn't have any. Doesn't have anything.
It's a lot. It's a lot to think about. I always go back to that movie, Idiocracy.
I apologize because it doesn't feel like the Good Day program today. All right, let's go to the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file.
Oh, finally. Thank you.
There we go. Let's go back to the Civil War, the American Civil War of 1861 through 1865. There was a battle that was fought, a Civil War conflict that was not on American soil. It was called the Battle of Cherbourg. It was an all-day battle off the coast of France, June 19th, 1864, between two opposing warships. The USS Kearsage and the Confederacy CSS Alabama. The battle was the result of an effort by Union ships to track down Confederate raiders all across the globe, because the Confederates had gone to other countries to try to solicit help, money, whatever. And they actually, the Confederacy had contracted shipyards in Britain and in France to build their fleet. And so Americans, or the Union, if you will, knowing about this, they sent battleships over to the coast of France to try to blow up ships that were being built. And same thing in, the British government was kind of neutral at the time. But the Alabama had been secretly built, and then the people in the Union found out about it, and so they sent over the battleship Kearsage, and it before the Alabama could even get out onto the high seas, it was blown up and sunk. So that was a battle of the. You didn't know that, right? I didn't know that actually until I saw this, and I'm sort of a moderately intelligently driven historian, in a manner of speaking. All right, here's a new one. A doctor in Quebec has treated a man with body integrity identity disorder. Here we go, the woke-ism of medicine. I've never heard of body integrity identity disorder before. Have you?
I have.
Ever heard of this? Have you? In what circumstance? Where did you, what happened?
Where people, we've talked about this a lot, actually, whenever we're talking
using
about
that
people,
phrase?
Whenever we're talking about people who want to have, their gender identity mm-hmm. doesn't match their sex that they were born. And you, Jen, and I don't know if on air we've discussed that phrase, but about how sometimes people, it's a very healthy organ and they want to get it cut off or cut out or anything like that. And it doesn't just go with, you know, the society's gender norms or anything like that. There are people who have a part of their body that it feels like, you've heard of body dysmorphia, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's essentially a situation of this, where it's not just that they see something as wrong, they feel it as wrong. Like for this one gentleman who wanted his pinky and ring finger on his left hand cut off because he always felt like they were rotting. He felt like they got in the way. He felt like they were not supposed to be part of his body. And this was causing him not only mental distress, but physical distress. And this happens with other people where they want their arm cut off, or sometimes it feels like the body part shouldn't be a part of them. And then other times, I forget what it's called, but it's not Munchausen syndrome, but something like that, where people want a disability. They want to, they don't necessarily feel like it's not supposed to be there, but they want the disability because of some other kind of reason of how the brain works. Oof. It's actually fascinating when you go down into the kind of really get into the weeds of studying things like this. And the doctor actually did it for him, which I'm curious.
Cut off his fingers.
You know, how did he even pay for it? Because this was an elective surgery. It was unnecessary. Right. So insurance definitely didn't put a dime towards it.
But what kind of a doctor, maybe the other question here is, what kind of a doctor just does that? Okay, I want my fingers cut off. Okay, put them on the table and I'll get the axe.
Well, think of plastic surgery, where it's elective and people cut things out, things that are actually healthy and or cut things up, change things. Yeah.
All right. Here's another dysfunction in my mind. Arizona Supreme Court ruling to ban abortion, except in the case that it would save a mother's life. What does this create? A path to prison for doctors who provide an abortion. How is this in the public interest? How is it in the public good? This is an individual thing. And in order to create or allow this to happen or to justify it, in Arizona, they went back to an 1864 law, which makes basically you have to enforce a 15-week abortion ban. Listen, I don't like abortion any more than anybody does. I'm very much against it, in fact. But there are some cases where a woman's health and well-being is part of it. And this decision upholds the law. It's called the Howell Code that hasn't really been enforced much. Again, it goes back to 1864. This is before Arizona became a state. So what the ruling says, quote, physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. Additional criminal and regulatory sanctions may apply to abortions performed after 15 weeks gestation. I think that it is, you know, at that point, you do have a body, and at that point, instead of this being so aggressive, though, it would seem to me that it would be much more in everybody's interest to teach people, if you go into a clinic and say, I would like to have an abortion, is there at least a way to counsel women as to the alternatives? Because I think a lot of times, and maybe I'm wrong, you can help me with this, Jay, that there is counseling available for people who want to get a legitimate abortion. Okay, this is what else. These are your other choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go down that street, and then you go back to the political ramifications of this, because this is one of the things that has created the block with Donald Trump. You know, he promised, remember, when he was running to appoint justices who would overturn Roe v. Wade. And I said at the time, nah, nobody's ever going to do that. And look at what happened.
The states.
Yeah, but then every single one of the states that have had a vote on this have turned it around so that the states have states' rights. So really what has happened is it has become a states' rights issue. And that's all the Supreme Court did, really. But effectively, it dismantled Roe v. Wade. But every single, like even in the red states, like Kansas and Kentucky and Montana, they all of the abortion stuff stands up, the rights. And so
Well, it took away a woman's autonomy to her own decisions for her body. And men don't have to worry about any of it.
Nope. So anyway, it's another one of these points of conflict that we wish we could sort of solve. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me, so I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Three after the hour on the Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us, the weekly visit of one Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. You can find it on radio stations, many of the same stations that carry this program, carry Warren, as well they should. Today, my friend, is National Farm Animal Day. Did you know that cattle being raised for food and milk, that began back 8,000 and 8,000 B.C. in the Middle East. Did you know that? Did you?
I did.
Care
I did know that. Did you know which the first ranch in America was? Where it was?
No. No.
It was, Montauk Point on Long Island.
Yeah.
And I did some work at that ranch, and that was exactly that same. I forget the name of the ranch, but that is the ranch where Teddy Roosevelt trained the Rough Riders before they went to Cuba.
Montauk, Long Island,
way on the end of Long Island. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
This is the kind of stuff I know.
Yeah, well, this is worthwhile information. There's nothing wrong with that. It's interesting. Just following simple logic here, looking at animals and the products that we consume from them, the way that they help us and the way that we don't acknowledge them. You know, all of the huzzerai about methane gas from these people who think that cows are ruining the atmosphere, so we should get rid of them. I don't eat meat, and I don't hold with it, but that's up. It's an individual choice.
Exactly.
Because I raise cows that give milk, and milk is very helpful to the survival and the health of mankind, whether, you know, you see it that way or you don't. That's the fact. So anyway, I thought we would acknowledge National Farm Day. Farm animals.
Now, and you know what? Right? Farmers really get a bad rap very often. You know, first, I don't eat meat either, and I'm, you know, very, very much pro-animal. But I've noticed over the years that farmers do have a certain relationship with the animals that in many, many cases, I'm talking about people like yourself, that dairy cattle or whatever. What an incredible bond they have. You know, to some people, it's just animals. But the true farmer and the bond they have with the animals they live with every day is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah. All right. You've done some research that finds dogs increase one's brain power. How does that happen? What does the research show?
Just look at me.
Okay, that's it. Okay, end of story.
Hanging out with dogs my whole life. Look at my brain.
Look at me.
I think the opposite may be true with me. But they do. You know, it's because they let us be ourselves. They let our minds just go. You don't have to be anything when you're around your dog. And I think that really does help with the whole attitude that we have, the whole way we look at life. I mean, sometimes I'll just say to myself, you know, look at my dog. He's not worried about this. He's not worried about that. You know, he's got food on his plate today. He pooped outside this morning. He's happy. And I think that people tend not to be happy with what they have. They always want something else. Animals are happy with what they have. And I think that's one of the most important lessons I've learned. There were times when I had nothing. I was okay. There are times when I had more. I was okay. You have to learn, and one of the things I've learned from the animals is just be in the moment. Don't worry about yesterday, tomorrow. There's nothing you can do about it. Just be in the moment.
That's as much of a message as anything else we can provide. You also have been talking on the air about whether your dog sees you as a mummy or a daddy. And that usually comes by way of who feeds the dog, right? Or am I on the right track or the wrong track when it comes to
that? You know, I asked that question on my show this week. Do you consider yourself your dog or cat's mommy and daddy? And it was amazing how many people actually do that. I mean, daddy's home or mommy's home. I think it's just a different relationship. I think it's kind of the relationship where the person that accepts the fact that, you know what, so their kid has four legs and a tail and a lot of hair, it's still part of the family. So I think it's a good thing. And the majority of my listeners absolutely believe that it's okay to call their dog or their cat to act as if they're the mommy or daddy or auntie or
Daisy
uncle or
baby.
Grandma, great. Well, I had a woman call me on the street. She said, great grandma to one of the dogs. Great grandma to one of the dogs. But it made her feel good. And I think people really establish, you know, your relationship with your pet is better than any relationship you can have with any human being. That's just my opinion. They don't lie, they don't cheat, and they don't borrow money. What else can go wrong?
There you go. Viva dog food has been recalled. I was looking at all of the dog foods that have been recalled so far this year. Viva is the latest in a long line of products, and it's not just dog food. There's a recall. We do a Food Farm Family Report every day here, and it focuses on recalls, the things that are out in the marketplace, Warren, that are just junk. So apparently this Viva dog food is loaded with salmonella and listeria. So don't buy it. You know, that's the bottom line.
Maybe next week we'll talk more about dog food and what you need to really look for and how to tell if you do. And who owns the company that you're dealing with? Is it a bank or is it really some person behind the dog food that you're feeding your dog?
An investor, right. Yeah, good point. All right, Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.